And many thanks to Rob Cowan for passing that one on to me. That's a Czech ensemble called Clarinet Factory, which I found rather irresistible. A song of mourning now featuring the Turkish multi-instrumentalist Hagi Tekbilek, who plays ney, along with Mats Erbeg playing harmonica.
Thank you.
extraordinary. Victor Kopaczynski, one of the most famous cymbalom players of his generation in Moldova, playing traditional tunes there, following the Turkish ney player Haji Tekbilek with Swedish harmonica player Mats Erberg in A Song of Mourning. And this is another song of mourning, Nathaniel Gow's lament for the death of his brother, played by Jordi Savall.
Thank you.
Members of Tengir 2 from Kyrgyzstan playing a trio of metal and wooden Jew's harps, following Jordi Savall playing Nathaniel Gow's Lament for the Death of His Brother, which comes from his second volume of The Celtic Viol. A few months ago, Andy Cutting released a solo CD, which I played you quite a few tracks of, I seem to remember. He's touring at the moment with Chris Wood and with Martin Simpson. I'll give you the dates later on, but first here's a track from that recent album. It's called Uphill Way. Thank you.
Everybody seems so sad, and it's making me heavy. So if there's notes you hear on a piano, that's the sound of me trying to push it off of my head. Yes, everything is above me. I ain't standing on the ground. If there's a dirt beneath my feet, it's the dirt of the ages, passed down infinitely. There is something we're all stuck with, and I have tried to point it out, but no likes the guy who points from the sideline. I've been on the sideline a while. Watching myself play the field. Ever since the rain came down, field's been all muddy and everybody's playing like shit. All we need is a little sunshine. Come on, I thought the world was getting warmer. Out here it's cold and wet, like the bottom of the ocean with its pressure squeezing our heads.
Sounds like quite a fun trio to be part of. Bill Frisell, Evan Kang and Rudy Royston. And Nobody's Fault But Mine. We were in Peter Broderick's front room by the sounds of it just before that. A song called Sideline from him and Andy Cutting, first of all, there, and Uphill Way. Andy's in Nailsworth tomorrow, the Farnham Maltings on Friday, Bath on Saturday with Chris Wood, and you'll find details of all his touring dates this autumn on Andy Cutting's website. Now, Runa Gramophone have just released their 100th release, and it's a compilation which features previously unreleased tracks by their leading artists. Here's the indefinable Maya Ratcha.
Thank you.
Drumming from Newman Taylor Baker. Maya Ratia to begin with Breathe from the album 20 Centuries of Stony Sleep. And Maya led into the sound of a leopard seal recorded in Antarctica in 1976. Now, if you're looking for some different choral music and something rather beautiful, I have something for you next from a choir from Iceland called Homeki. They sing music by Bára Grimsdóttir. This is a hymn to the Virgin Mary.
Thank you.
Andrew Hargreaves might be known to you from The Boats, but that's a solo outing for him from his CD Defragment. Following on from the sound of the Icelandic choir Homeki and a hymn to the Virgin Mary. A Finnish-Norwegian trio turns to Finnish folk song and Russian psalms in a new release called Kuara. Marko Unaskari plays drums, Samuli Mikkonen plays piano, and Per Jørgensen's on trumpet in this Karelian folk song.
Thank you. The times low by his knee, and he's cut off poor Lucy's head, and her fair body in three. And out of her comes her rich red blood, and out of her comes the king. And he's rode off to his mother's house. What ails thee, Geordie man? Oh, what's that blood on the white of your sword? Oh, son, tell to me. Sun tells me, oh, that's the blood of my grey mare, she wouldn't ride for me. Oh, your grey mare's blood was never so red, oh, sun tell to me, oh, that's the blood of your daughter. Thank you.
A little more from Kyrgyzstan and Nurak Abdrakhmanov playing the Komuz, the three-stringed lute, a tune in praise of Attila Khan, or Attila the Hun. And just before that, the traditional song Lucy One from a duo called You Are Wolf, and a Karelian folk song from the trio of Markku Unaskari, Samuli Mikkonen and Per Jürgensen. I've always loved Kath Bloom's take on American songs. She's joined here by Lauren Connors in All My Trials.
Well, I see you in my dreams, but you're never what you seem. You're a life without an end. Give me hope and give me joy. You were such a pretty boy. Now you're barely just my friend. All my trials here, all my trials here never compare with yours. Just tell me one more time, is this mountain here to climb? Will I ever know? All my trials here, all
The brilliant Steve Dobrigos and his take on the Beatles' Goodnight, following Kath Bloom and Lauren Connors and All My Trials. Six trombones, interlocking melodies emerging out of the mists, a voice calling out of the crowd. Reviewers of this next piece have searched hard for ways to describe it, the Webster Cycles by Steve Peters. But for me, it's the brilliance of an exceptional musician, J.A. Dean, who brings a real sensitivity and a beauty to playing all six multi-tracked trombone parts. I'll be back the same time tomorrow night. That's 11:15. Hope you can join me.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm Susan Sharp. Welcome to Through the Night and another concert from last year's Utrecht Early Music Festival. Handel and the Concerto Grosso is the focus this morning, all the music performed by the Holland Baroque Society under the direction of bassoonist Sergio Azzolini. Handel met Corelli soon after arriving in Rome. Corelli was 30 years his senior, and Handel would have heard Corelli's new invention, the Concerto Grosso, at the weekly concerts held in the palaces of Cardinals Pamphili and Ottoboni. Typically, the Concerto Grosso consisted of a small solo group of instruments within the larger ensemble. Here's the overture first from one of Handel's Opus 6 set, followed by a Vivaldi concerto.
Thank you.
a bassoon concerto in F by Vivaldi, played by Sergio Azzolini, director of the Holland Baroque Society. And before it, you heard the overture from Handel's Concerto Grosso Opus 6, No. 5, the set written and published long after he'd left Rome and settled in England. There'll be a complete concerto from the set later. British audiences were first introduced to Corelli's Concerti Grossi in 1715, and of all his music, these were the most popular. Many English composers took them up, amongst them William Boyce, and here's a Boyce symphony next.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 6 in F by William Boyce, the overture, in fact, to his Serenata of 1742's Solomon. Lots more still to come in this Utrecht concert featuring the Holland Baroque Society in instrumental music by Handel and contemporaries. But for the next few minutes, changing the mood, here's the first of two jazz interludes, performed by the pianist and composer Gwilym Simcock. He was the first jazz musician to be chosen for the BBC's New Generation Artists scheme, and here he's improvising on a plain chant-like melody.
Thank you.
Willem Simcock with his improvisation on a plain chant-like melody, the first of two jazz interludes. But back now to Handel and the Concerto Grosso. The Holland Baroque Society are performing the concerto in B minor, opus 6, number 12, next. Handel wrote these works specifically as interludes for his oratorios. His standard concertino group in these concerti grossi was two violins and a cello, and they're definitely theatrical in character. Handel may have been following Corelli's model, but his operatic tendencies shine through.